Recorded live.
Hello, everyone. This is Carl Schenneman, president and founder of ReviewLess, and welcome to another edition of ESI Bytes, where we offer information, insights from about e-discovery and e-discovery innovation from national speakers at a price everyone can afford, which is free, and available when you're interested in listening to it, which is whenever you hit download, play on your iPod, iPad, or whatever device you're listening to. Today we have a real interesting show on Legal Tech West, which is a national e-discovery conference and trade show. Goes between the East Coast and West Coast at different types of the year. And this one's the Legal Tech West we're going to talk about is occurring July 13th and 14th in San Francisco at the San Francisco Hyatt Hotel. And we're going to talk to Henry Dicker, the Vice President of Global Events from ALM, about this event. So thanks for joining us, Henry. Let's start the show. First of all, I've never been to Legal Tech West. I'm really excited to be going for the first time. I've typically gone to the New York one, which is the largest trade show in the in the world for technology in the legal space, and it's fantastic. It's always one of my favorite events. Everyone is there. What are some of the differences that I can expect to see between Legal Tech West and the New York version?
Well, of course, the biggest difference is the ocean is on the other side.
Right? Okay.
So that's the way to really discern between the two events. Carl, thanks again for allowing me time to speak. It's always great to get on and talk to you and your constituency and speak about legal tech and hopefully get some interest and have people come by and say hello and kick the tires on great technology and even better, hear some incredible content on the human capital that resides out there in our industry, which is amazing. It's funny that the biggest difference between Legal Tech New York and Legal Tech West Coast, if there is a true discernible difference, is in the content. There are different issues that in the past have basically hit the West Coast more in a different motion than, let's say, goes on in on the East Coast in that corridor, the governmental Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York City, Boston corridor. West Coast has always been a little bit more free and interesting as far as the information and that letting out of information or the way that that the market is approached here has always been a little less a little more forgiving in the way that they share. So we're always happy to be out in the West Coast because it allows us to be a little bit more loosey-goosey about content that we cover, and we can talk about ethics, like the day two keynote, which is concerns the Ellen Poe case and how the Poe versus Kleiner Perkins Caulfield and Byers verdict takes effect. I mean, in New York City, I don't necessarily know if that would be topical enough for that,
yeah,
for the world of the large and mighty. But here in on the West Coast, in an open-minded and very very sort of active and free-thinking environment, it plays perfectly, and it's going to be an awesome event. And that's as I said, our day two keynote. But an antithesis of that, the one issue that really sort of transcends East Coast and West Coast is the issue of today that everybody is up against, no matter what coast they live on, no matter what country, and that's data privacy. And for those of your listeners who were at Legal Tech in New York this year, and even if you were there, you'll know that our day one keynote was probably one of our most powerful keynotes ever, and it had to do with data privacy. And we had general counsel from some of the biggest social media and technology companies out there in this world.
Yeah, that was a really cool session. I remember that.
Right. Yeah, and we're duplicating it as the day one keynote here as well. It was, I mean, listen, you can't have an event that deals in technology without talking about data privacy, and you certainly can't have an event that deals with GCs or law firms, because not only are the general counsel and their chief privacy officers responsible for keeping data of their clients and their corporations safe, but let me tell you something. There's not a law firm out there that isn't concerned about the data that they're holding on their clients and keeping not only their clients safe, but also keeping themselves safe. So you can't really have an event and not talk about it. And our day one keynote, again, is a duplicate of what we did in New York, a little bit different as far as some of the players are concerned, because we are on the West Coast, but still Google, Intel, General Counsel of TiVo, they're all part of our day one keynote discussion, and we're fortunate enough to have Christopher Gustaf, who's the host, who's director of hosting and security for Mitratech. He's going to be facilitating the event and helping us as our moderator, and we're really, really happy to have him and Mitratech involved in that event.
Great. Are there any other big, really big attractions? A great big, opening. Yeah.
My God. And that's
are there any
show.
Other big attractions, though? Yeah. I mean, is there anything else that you wanted to add to that, or do you think you covered that pretty well?
You know, this forever and very, very happily, we've been known, Legal Tech has been known as the show where the end-all, be-all of information and product is displayed on e-discovery. And we're happy to have held that moniker for so long because it's such an important issue to the legal world and to the corporate world. But more and more now, disruptive, you hear about disruptive and emerging technologies, and started off on the West Coast last year, very, very softly, when we were still holding the event in Los Angeles, was an association with an incredible group out of Stanford called Codex. Roland Vogel and his team of incredible technologists, thought leaders, and really, really just incredible, hardworking personalities, started a program with us that came about and to fruition at Legal Tech New York, and that was a whole day of programming and content on disruptive emerging technologies. And then it ended in a lightning round where 10 companies presented their technology. Now, the interest of these 10 companies were that these 10 emerging companies were juried by Codex on a basis of what it was the viability of their technology, the importance of the technology, the need that they had for exposure and capital investment, and their personality as it pertains to entrepreneurship. This call for nominations were sent out to the world that Codex exists in, and the idea was that Codex would pick 10 companies, and ALM or Legal Tech in this case would underwrite those 10 companies, bring them to New York, provide them with exhibit space at Legal Tech on the trade show floor. Everything that had to all, and this is why it was a need basis. We didn't want companies who were already funded or already had capital, significant capital investment. These were, ground level sort of, in the trench marketers and innovators and programmers. And these 10 companies were vetted and decided upon, and they came to Legal Tech. They experience 3 days of branding and engagement with the attending world of the event Legal Tech. They had the opportunity of exposure and being able to speak to others of their ilk in order to play off and learn more. And then, as I said, at the last session of the Codex Day of Education was this lightning round where these 10 companies squared off. And the great thing about it was, you know, the crowd was basically those interested onlookers who were part of the legal tech community, but also a specific group of VC, venture capitalists, as well as those members of the larger core companies that we're all familiar with in the world of legal who were there looking for possible acquisitions, looking for possible people to help angel invest in. And of those 10 companies, there were four that were engaged, and I believe three of them have already received some sort of financial funding in order to continue their development of their product. So that was unbelievable in New York, and that
nice.
Was like really got so much great publicity. And we're doing it.
I mean, it sounds like Shark Tank. I mean, where you people come in, they make the pitch.
It is. Yeah.
You know, but all 10 in this case, you've had some vetting, so you're probably not going to get someone that Mr. Wonderful makes cry. You know.
Yeah, and there's right, and there exactly, and there's no commercial interruption, so that's even better. But you can TiVo it thanks to the general counsel of TiVo on day one keynote, and watch it later.
Great.
No, but so we're going to do it again. I'm just kidding about that. TiVo, I just thought it was funny. But we are doing that again in Legal Tech. So on the Legal Tech, or I should say outside the main exhibit floor, there'll be the Codex Pavilion with these 10 vetted companies showing off their products. And we urge everyone to go by and see what's out there that's new and interesting and kick the tires. And then, of course, at the end of the Codex Day of Education on the 14th, we will have the lightning round.
So, you know, I've looked through the agenda. I'm excited about going there. It seems like you've got some great speakers, a lot of in-house people, which is always hard to get their insights and to get the chance to meet with them too. You want to talk a little bit about the types of speakers that you have?
Yeah. You know, so thanks, Carl. I'm great that someone actually reads. I think it's great that someone actually reads because that's absolutely the case. We are really at West Coast and even at East Coast this year. There's been an uptick in the in-house legal department involvement in Legal Tech. Legal Tech West Coast, you know, even in the past, people might have given the distinction that due to the corporations on the West Coast, you know, the defense contractors and these technologists up here in Silicon Valley, that there always seemed to be a greater population of in-house legal department technologists and general counsel at the Legal Tech West Coast event. But this year it's really evident. It truly sticks out there as a truism. And so we're really obviously considerably happy about that too, because let's face it, general counsel are influential people within the world of our industry, and they draw a lot of interest. And my job, certainly as the ringmaster of this event, is to try to bring in the largest possible cross section of specialists and users and providers of legal technology. So it's in my best interest to have as good a showing from around that world, whether they live within a law firm or whether they live within a legal department. And I think we've done that this year. And I appreciate you making that observation.
Yeah, no, it's exciting to look at it. What is the trade show like? Is it similar to the New York show where you've got all the a lot of you know, the established technologies with their new features, and you've mentioned through the codex some of the emerging technologies. And this is a, I should mention it's this is the free component, right, where you can walk around the trade show and
yeah, well,
look.
Actually, so just to continue to give the tutorial to your listeners, there are two ways to attend Legal Tech. There is what's called the Exhibit Hall Plus Pass, which is which allows you access not only to the exhibit hall, but to a portion of the CLE education, our keynotes and general sessions, and the entire Codex program. And then, if you really wanted, if you're really deep diving into some of the content, cloud and mobile technology, or disruptive trends in e-discovery that brought to us by the great people of FTI, or advanced IT brought to our great partners ILTA, government information governance from Huron, and corporate legal operation from Bridgeway. These type of programs are part of the paid registration at Legal Tech, but there is still a considerable amount of non-participative. You don't have to pay anything for a lot of stuff at ALM. You can come and get a significant amount of continuing legal education, whether it be through our super sessions, emerging technology tracks, again, the keynotes and general sessions, that there's no charge for. And then we hope that you'll come and take a look at the show floor and utilize the expertise that's there. Everybody on that trade show floor helps provide the funding to allow us to give out free education. So the dollars that they pay help in this cooperative world of information dissemination at a trade show. Their dollars help us to market, to put coffee out, to, you know, feed you every once in a while, not make you fat, but at least give you a little nosh, let you get some CLE education. They're to be applauded, they're to be supported, and they're to be thanked, because it's their money that allows us to do all this. So please, please, please come to the event, whether you're going to do it as a full guest, or you're going to pay for additional content. Come to the event, listen to the information, walk on the trade show floor, take a look at the incredible resources, because it's changing every single day, and it's incredible.
So we'll skip over to how to get there, because all of our listeners are grown-ups and can get their air tickets and hotel and all that stuff. But how do you register? Where do you go to register? Is there a cutoff?
No,
legaltechshow.com.
The non-charged access, I was told by my father-in-law that saying things are for free is grammatically incorrect. The free access, or complimentary access, which is probably a nicer way to put it, is up to the show event before you get on site, can be registered at legaltechshow.com. And it's just the website. There's the registration. It's very simple to get to. It's the big gigantic button as soon as you open up the website, register today. And you can sign up there for the complimentary access or for the paid access. Your confirmation comes to you via a PDF printout with a barcode on it, so you don't have to worry. It's very similar to getting on a bus or a train these days. You just bring it, and we scan it, and a badge is produced for you on site. So as long as you sign up before you get to the hotel, you won't be hit with any charges for any of the education. If you do find yourself having to come and sign up on site, there is a charge for that. And there's a couple different reasons why we do that.
So I'm not sure if there's anything else you wanted to add, but I'm sold on going.
All right, good. We'll count you in. That's one more.
Okay.
There's two now. There's me and you. No.
Okay.
Well, actually, I should say, you know, we didn't say this before, but a lot of your listeners probably remember it when it was in Los Angeles. We moved this year to San Francisco based on a lot of issues, interest in the marketplace, the growing need for a technology show in that area. So this year's event will be at the, as you said, the Hyatt Embarcadero at the bottom of Market Street, a great location, extremely accessible to the law firms, the financial district, all of those who would be coming from traveling outside of the downtown area, whether it be via the airport through BART or through some of the external trains that come up from the Silicon Valley and north. So definitely come and see us. But even more interesting, we should say that we are at this year's event on Tuesday evening after the show ends, is ALM's Legal Tech Innovation Awards event hosted by Legal Tech and LTN. This is a program and a recognition event that's honoring users of technology, those service providers out there, their clients, for a litany of things. CIO of the Year. We have our finalists are Ralph Losey of Jackson Lewis and Dan, I'm going to pronounce his name wrong, but Notke of Kirkland & Ellis and Harry Shipley of Iowa State Bar Association. So we're giving out awards for that. Law Department Operations of the Year, Most Innovative Use of Technology by a Law Firm on different sizes, Most Innovative Use of Technology by an in-house legal department. But also there's also a big cadre of vendors, vendor categories being honored, Best eDiscovery, a managed service provider, processing, document augmentation, time and billing, risk management. If you Google LTN Innovations Award or go to the ALM website and go to the Innovations Award landing page, you'll see all of those who are being honored. It's the evening of the 14th at the City Club in San Francisco. It happens at the end of Legal Tech, hosted by Aaron Harrison, the editor-in-chief of Legal Tech News. And it's going to be a great event and a great evening because whenever you get a room filled of those who use technology in-house and at law firms and those who supply technology and they're all being honored, God knows what's going to happen. Everyone's going to be
That
smiling.
Sounds like a separate registration, right, because it's a dinner
that
event?
Yep, that is a separate registration, and you can go online and register on lawtechnologynews.com. You can go online and register at ALM.com, or even easier, geez, you can give me a call, Henry Dicker, at 212-457-7902, and I will even register you for the event.
Great. Well, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to seeing people there, and so I want to thank you, Henry, for helping to educate everyone else about what Legal Tech West has to offer here at ASI Bytes. And if anyone in the audience has questions about this show or other programs at ASI Bytes or ideas for programs, feel free to email me at kas@reviewless.com. I'd like to mention Judge Facciola was not here on this show. He's not gone. In fact, he'll be at Legal Tech West speaking. I do monthly shows with Judge Facciola on emerging issues and emerging technology. So he has not left the show. I just wanted to mention that. To the listeners, if you've enjoyed this podcast, I'd encourage you to go to www.esibytes.com with a Y for a complete list of our shows. And as we always say here, come to ESI Bytes to learn more about eDiscovery before ESI Bytes you back. This is Carl Shinneman, president and founder of ReviewLess, wishing you a nice day.